The Sheraton Hotel in downtown Manhattan was the location where heavy security was in place hours before the event. The actress and activist Eva Longoria introduced the CIW after talking about her involvement in a documentary outlining the work of the farmworker organization.
I chose to advocate for farmworkers because I eat food. And, you know, every time I tell people I eat organic because that means farmworkers weren't sprayed with pesticides, people go, that is such a good idea. That's funny. I care about food. I care about where it's grown, how it's grown, but most importantly, in the people who pick it. We are the most well-fed nation in the world, and the people who pick our food often go to bed hungry. So when I received a phone call from director Sanjay Rawal about a documentary, I can't breathe, this dress is way too tight. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Oh, but it looks good. Okay. All right. When Sanjay called me and he said he was making a documentary about the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, which is an organization dedicated to ending the exploitation of labor of farm workers in the United States, I signed on, along with Eric Schlossler from Fast Food Nation and Food Inc., and we became executive producers. I still feel like documentaries are the best way to humanize an issue. So this is a story that demanded telling. Through their Fair Food program, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers has enlisted more than a dozen major retailers, including Walmart, Whole Foods, McDonald's, and the Compass Group. They've all agreed to buy only from farms that have no human right violations, incentivizing farms. Incentivizing farms to put a stop to practices that exploit and abuse workers. Participating buyers also agree to pay a penny more per pound, a penny more per pound for Florida tomatoes. This alone doubles the wages of Florida's tomato pickers. This program is groundbreaking, and it's a partnership between Florida's agriculture workers, farms, and the private sector. And it has been hailed as the most promising new model for protecting human rights for workers worldwide by observers from the White House and the United Nations. This is the inspiring story of a community of workers who were once hidden in the shadows, who are taking their own destiny in their own hands. Because Cesar Chavez has always said, the fight is never about grapes or lettuce. The fight is always about people. So please take a look at the clip of the new film, Food Chains, directed by Sanjay Rawal, narrated by Forrest Whitaker, and it will be in theaters November 21st.
We know our economy is stronger when we reward an honest day's work with honest wages. Let's declare that in the wealthiest nation on earth, no one who works full-time should have to live in poverty.
Everybody should be concerned with where our food comes from and who picks it.
To live hungry while you are working, that's not a dignified way of living.
The defendants have been accused of beating them, locking them inside trailers, chaining them to a pole. These abuses are un-American, they are unacceptable, and they must stop.
The history of farm labor in the United States is a history of exploitation.
These people have suffered tremendously and grown much more slowly economically than any other segment of our society.
And that last voice was that of the late Robert F. Kennedy, whose widow Ethel and daughter Carrie have carried on the work of their father by marching along with the CIW at many of their events.
Ladies and gentlemen, please join me in welcoming tonight's second honorees for the Clinton Global Citizen Award for Civil Society, Lucas Benitez and Greg Asped.
KGNU has followed the work of the Coalition of Immokalee Workers, or CIW, as they walked 200 miles in 2013 from Fort Myers, Florida to Lakeland, where the Publix grocery chain is headquartered. Publix refused to meet with the group and only released a statement that they would not cooperate with the CIW. Earlier this year, we brought you coverage of the CIW march to the Wendy's headquarters in Cleveland, Ohio. Wendy's refused to meet with the group as well. Most recently, in July, we brought you a report from downtown Denver, where the Student Farmworker Alliance and Denver Fair Food organized a tour de Fair Food and rallied outside of two Wendy's restaurants downtown. Wendy's managers refused to meet with the representatives of those two organizations as well. Lucas Benitez took part in both the Lakeland event and the Cleveland event, and he represented the group by receiving the award after the group marched in yesterday's climate march in New York City.
Buenas noches. I tried to do my best in English. Thank you so much, Eva, for this incredible honor. 20 years ago, when I was 18 years old, picking tomatoes in the field myself, and I could not imagine, and I'd be here today with all of you. Because our thank you to those, your support, the 18 years olds and the fields today are facing a far, far better experience. So thank you to my coworkers in Immokalee, Florida, and thank you to a lot of consumers. Our tomatoes came from Florida. Now, this tomatoes is a fair tomato. But we need to do more and more work to have the entire industry working with us and form a part for this fair food agreement. So thank you so much again, Eva, for that generous introduction and for your leadership and passion for our cause. It's been a privilege to be a part of this documentary, Food Chains. Of course, we also like to thank the Clinton Global Initiative, President Clinton, Secretary Clinton, and Chelsea Clinton. This award would only add to the growing awareness of the plight of thousands of poor communities from Immokalee to Bangladesh, where multinational corporations saw grow and ensemble the products we all consume. In these communities, horrific tragedies and instances of the humanizing abuse have darkened over and over again. Unsafe factories, workers forced to labor against their will, a culture of sexual harassment and violence without redress. For these workers, the traditional models of corporate social responsibility had failed then, often with tragic consequence. And so we ask a simple question. What if we as workers ourselves design our own social responsibility program to protect our own human rights?
Greg Asbed is a co-founder of the CIW and also was awarded a Clinton Global Citizen Award.
You know, the simple question that Lucas just asked enabled us to design, in partnership with the $650 million Florida tomato industry and 12 of the biggest food corporations in the world, a new way forward that we call worker-driven social responsibility. This new model gave birth to the Fair Food Program that is designed and enforced by the very workers whose rights it is intended to protect, in collaboration with the growers and retail corporations whose risks it has mitigated with such unprecedented success. With this approach, we've seen almost unimaginable change happening in only three growing seasons, including a near total reduction in sexual harassment and violence against women in the fields, the injection of over $15 million in new payroll to workers to address the grinding generational poverty that workers have faced forever in our fields, and perhaps most dramatically, the elimination of forced labor in an industry once dubbed ground zero for modern-day slavery by federal prosecutors, as Secretary Clinton probably remembers, stood with then-Secretary of State Clinton to receive the State Department's Hero Award for our work in fighting and prosecuting slavery in Florida's fields. But today, just 4 years later, we've traveled the road from prosecution to prevention and in the process created a world where there are no more victims. And we've done that by using the strict market consequences that underlie the Fair Food Program. Today, our program is poised to expand into new states and new crops, and we couldn't be more excited about the future for low-wage workers, not just in Florida, but throughout the world. The vast promise of this market-based, worker-driven social responsibility is only now beginning to unfold, but this award will surely provide an incomparable boost to our efforts to establish this important breakthrough as the gold standard for the protection and expansion of fundamental human rights. Thank you.
We at KGNU will continue to update you on the work of the CIW as they pressure Publix, Wendy's, Quiznos, and Kroger King Supers to sign on to the Fair Food Agreement. Irene Rodriguez, KGNU, New York.